Hi, Dave.
So, Brian, bring us up to date.
Well, back in March, 17-year-old Dwayne Young transferred from George Washington High in Northeast Philadelphia to Martin Luther King High in West Oak Lane. According to Dwayne and his mother, Annette, the reasons were twofold. On a personal level, Annette felt more comfortable knowing that Dwayne would be going to school within eyeshot of his younger brother and sister, who attend West Oak Lane Charter School. And that's right across the street from MLK. Here's Dwayne's explanation.
I transferred to Washington King because, like, it was far from my house. Like, I used to be late every day and had bad grades. That's why it affected me. So then another reason why I transferred because my sister and my brother, like, I could be close because sometimes they usually don't get to school because nobody haven't took them. And, like, they went right across the street from King, so I went to King.
Dwayne and his mom also think that he'll get more academic attention from the staff at King.
Seems simple enough, Brian, but then it got complicated.
It sure did. You see, Dwayne Young is a star football player, and he's attracted the attention of major college recruiters. But if he didn't bolster his GPA, grade point average, and cut down on his late arrivals in his senior year, he might be jeopardizing his shot at a scholarship to a major college program. To Dwayne and his mom, the answer seems simple. Transfer to the closer high school, MLK. Besides winning the city football title last year and being featured in a documentary that aired on ESPN, MLK, in their view, does a good job working with athletes on their academics. But then a curious thing happened when Dwayne told officials at Washington High that he wanted out. They fought against his eligibility to play football, and they won. In May, a local PIAA committee unanimously voted against Dwayne's eligibility. Despite Annette's testimony to the contrary, officials said they thought Dwayne was transferring explicitly to play football, which the school district frowns upon. Here's how Dwayne remembers it.
The principal said I told him that I wanted to go to King because of football, which I didn't. I told him that, how do I transfer out of the school? And he told me, and I did it.
For his part, MLK High head football coach Ed Dunn thinks this is a case of a school and a football program punishing a young man for wanting to leave its program. Livid at the outcome, he told Newsworks that he thinks adults are playing games with a youth's potential future out of spite.
And their biggest premise was that no kid could go from George Washington to Martin Luther King High School for academic reasons, insinuating that we're such a poor school that why would any parent or child want to be there to perform better academically?
Brian, strong feelings from the MLK coach, but what do people at the other school have to say?
They see things a little differently. Washington's Hall of Fame head coach Ron Cohen said there was nothing vindictive involved in the case. He told us that he wished his former player nothing but well. However, the reports from that local PIAA hearing tell a different story, in which the school fought against the transfer because they think it was solely for football purposes. Though the PIAA voted unanimously against Dwayne's eligibility, all is not lost. Temple University has already extended an offer for Dwayne to come play for the Owls after he completes his senior year at MLK, even if he doesn't play football, but only if he reaches academic benchmarks required. But if Dwayne can play well this fall and keep up his grades, he might be attractive to some other major universities, such as Missouri or Pitt. So, Dwayne will head to Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania next week for an appeal hearing at the PIAA headquarters. While Dwayne doesn't know exactly what he'll say at that hearing, Ed Dunn thinks the youth's chances of success are good.
I expect this to be overturned. I think there's a lot of vindictive competitiveness that goes on in the city, and sometimes athletic directors and coaches get blinded by the competition on the field and not really look at what's best for the kids and what's best for their family. I think that the PIAA board in Harrisburg will be able to look at the situation objectively and realize, given all the information that's available about how this kid has been improving academically as well as attendance-wise, that this was purely an academic transfer.
The hearing was originally set for July 23rd, but the association's executive director said that scheduling conflicts between the principals at King and Washington forced a delay. MLK principal William Wade feels the Washington side was being cagey and not acting in Dwayne's best interest. Calls and emails to Principal Gene Jones seeking comment went unreturned.
Thanks, Brian.
Quite welcome, Dave.
WHYY's Brian Hickey.